You're listening to Morning Edition on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Jerry Kenny. Thanks for joining us. A quick look at Metro traffic. We've got reports of an object in the roadway, US 35 eastbound at I-75. Reports of scattered debris there. So use caution. Again, US 35 eastbound at I-75. Rain moving into the area. It's in the forecast for today. Highs near 61 and breezy. Right now, overcast and 57 degrees. Joining me in studio, WYSO News Director Emily McCord. We've got state and local issues that we're presenting all through Morning Edition. We've got an extended midday newscast as well, and there is information on our website.
WYSO.org. It has the complete list of all the local elections and information on the state election issues as well. And it has been an election that's been watched nationwide, and Ohio voters quashed Issue 2 last night. That's the measure that would have limited collective bargaining for some 350,000 police, firefighters, teachers, and other public employees. As State Impact Ohio's Ida Liavskoski reports, union members celebrated last night, and many are concerned about Governor Kasich's next move.
The We Are Ohio watch party in Cleveland was in celebration mode from the moment it kicked off. By the time the margin of Issue 2's defeat, 61-39%, became clear, it had evolved into a giant dance party. Everyone was convinced of victory early on, including American Federation of Teachers President Randy Weingarten. She made the trip to Cleveland to stump against Issue 2 in the final days before the vote.
For every one of those people who think that our people don't deserve a voice, what are we saying to them?
Weingarten says the message to Governor John Kasich was clear.
What he was told today was that the community sided with the people who make a difference in their lives every day.
Cleveland teacher Robert Walters was in high spirits, though admittedly worried about the future.
We're very much aware of the fact that this is only the beginning, and that while we may be victorious tonight, we know that tomorrow we've got to make sure that we're back on point and that we are ready to combat whatever the conservatives put at our doorstep again.
At a news conference in Columbus, Governor John Kasich said he heard voters and will take some time before deciding what to do next concerning Ohio's public employee unions. For State Impact Ohio, I'm Ira Liaskovsky.
State Impact Ohio is an education reporting collaboration of NPR and Ohio public radio stations WCPN, WKSU, and WOSU. We do have reaction coming in from across Ohio. Here's a Cincinnati firefighter, Doug Stearns.
People have stood up and said, do not treat our public employees this way. We respect our firefighters. We respect our police officers, our teachers, our nurses, our bus drivers, the people that work at our schools, the people that plow our streets. And they know what's best for their cities. Give them a voice at the table.
Cincinnati firefighter Doug Stearns. While Ohioans overwhelmingly rejected Issue 2, the limits on collective bargaining, they overwhelmingly endorsed Issue 3. Ohio Public Radio's Joe Ingles has this report.
Dale Butlin with Innovation Ohio says now that voters have passed Issue 3, they will soon begin to see they've been sold something for which they didn't bargain.
When the taxpayers learn that they're on the hook for millions of dollars in unnecessary lawsuits and legal expenses, the Republican officials who endorse this amendment for purely political reasons will be unmasked. In time, Ohioans will be forced to fix or repeal this amendment.
But Maurice Thompson, one of the backers of Issue 3, says Ohioans won't want to get rid of this amendment. Thompson says Issue 3 makes sure Ohioans won't be stuck with expensive health care mandates. And he says his group will now turn its attention to other issues.
Next year, we're moving on to right to work, and we're also going to look at a taxpayer bill of rights and school vouchers over the next few years. So this is a permanent organization that has legs and will continue forward. And we draft right, we work hard, and even in this high union climate, we got 2/3 of the vote tonight. So we expect to be able to repeat that on other issues.
Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
And we do have the results in as well for issue one. Voters in Ohio have decided against raising the age limit for judges from 70 to 75. They upheld a 1973 law that capped judicial age at 70 under the philosophy that age can affect judgment and therefore older judges should be forced to retire. And it the defeat of this potentially affects 10% of sitting judges over the next 6 years. The issue went down despite the endorsement of Chief Justice Maureen O'Connor. She appeared in ads supporting a yes vote and argued that people are now living and working longer and older judges offer valuable experience. Opponents include an association of county prosecutors. The ballot measure would have amended Ohio's constitution to allow judges to serve longer.
You're listening to Morning Edition on WYSO. I'm Jerry Kenny, along with Emily McCord. We've got election results posted on our website at wyso.org. And join us for an extended news report during our midday news coming up at 12:04. Overcast skies, 57 degrees. Morning Edition continues on WYSO. It's 7:10. It's 8:04. You're listening to Morning Edition on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Jerry Kenny. Thanks for joining us. A quick look at Metro traffic. One disabled vehicle reported, I-75 southbound at US 35. Right now it's cloudy and 58 degrees. Again, thanks for joining us on this Wednesday morning. We've got election results for you. WYSO News Director Emily McCord joining me in studio. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning. Nice to be here, Jerry. Teachers, firefighters, police officers, and other public employees spent much of the last night celebrating. As State Impact Ohio's Ida Liaskowski reports, their victory could extend well beyond last night.
Presidential elections are just about a year away, and Ohio's Issue 2 could play a key role in that race. Paul Sresic chairs the political science department at Youngstown State University. Sresic says Issue 2 galvanized Ohio's unions and helped them make political connections that could come in handy next year.
This could turn Ohio voters against Republicans, and that could have an effect on 2012.
But rejecting Issue 2 does not mean Ohioans are suddenly leaning liberal. Sresic says it's important to keep in mind voters also approved Issue 3. That means rejecting forced health care, a blow to the federal health care overhaul.
When you put these together, what you're really seeing after tonight is a little bit of a contradiction among Ohio voters. They don't seem to like Republicans, but they don't seem to be thrilled with President Obama either.
As for any effects this election may have on Governor John Kasich's chances of a second term, well, Kasich won't be up for re-election until 2014. For State Impact Ohio, I'm Ida Liaskowski.
David Romick is the president of the Dayton Education Association. He's pleased with the issue of the outcome of Issue 2, but he said for members of his coalition of firefighters, teachers, nurses, police, there is no doubt this issue will come up again.
Fortunately, we've got a little bit of time here to breathe. Probably that legislation will start coming back to us, I would say, in piecemeal fashion in 2012. So we'll keep an eye on legislation coming out of Columbus, as we always do, and react to it when it comes.
Romick said there were parts of Senate Bill 5 that the public and the teachers union liked, such as merit-based pay, which Romick's coalition supports.
And I think to allow those decisions to be made locally with local school boards and local teachers associations is a more valuable way to go than to sort of force it top-down from Columbus. It's obvious that Ohioans are thinkers, and they know what's right, and thank you for standing up for public employees.
Romick also said Senate Bill 5 would have been devastating for Dayton teachers. In response to last night's election, Governor Kasich says he's got the message.
They might have said it was too much, too soon. My view is when people speak in a campaign like this, in a referendum, you have to listen when you're a public servant.
Ohio voters rejected the first issue on the statewide ballot yesterday. State House correspondent Karen Kassler reports.
Insiders with both parties had predicted a defeat for Issue 1, which would have raised the mandatory retirement age for judges to 75. The vote upholds a 1973 law that caps judicial age at 70. The state's Prosecuting Attorneys Association supported a no vote, as did Democrats, who said raising the age would keep the lock Republicans have had on the Ohio Supreme Court and lower courts. But Republicans urged a yes vote, and the state's top vote-getter last year, Chief Justice Maureen O'Connor, appeared in ads to argue that older judges offer valuable experience. The defeat potentially affects 10% of sitting judges over the next 6 years. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.
The vote on the Ohio union law contributed to the state's highest voter turnout in 20 years for an off-year general election. Results posted early today by the Ohio Secretary of State's office shows 46% of the state's registered voters cast ballots on Tuesday. To find a higher-end turnout for an odd-year election, you'd have to look back to 1991, when 51.3% voted. Many voters said at polling places Tuesday that they were motivated by the referendum on the law limiting union rights for teachers, firefighters, police officers, and other public employees. The law signed in March was repealed 61-39%. And in the last off-year election 2 years ago, turnout was 44.6%. And that election featured a vote that approved for casinos in Ohio. We're going to have local results here at the bottom of the hour, so stay with us. We also are going to have an extended noon newscast at around 12:04 with the entire WISO news team. So do stay tuned for that. We're going to be giving you a wrap-up of some of the local elections as well as more on the state election issues. And, of course, we are live blogging. We have elections on our website, election results on our website. So definitely check us out at WISO.org.
You're listening to Morning Edition on WISO. I'm Jerry Kenny, along with Emily McCord. One final look at Metro traffic. We've got reports of an accident involving an injury coming in Kiowee Street at Monument. Also a disabled vehicle, I-75 southbound at US 35. Rain in the forecast for today, highs near 61. Right now it's cloudy and 58 degrees. The time is 8:10.